units are still out. Things are under control. The people in the hospitals that you were concerned about are okay. All the emergency facilities and hospitals are working. People still are stranded in elevators. The fire stations and police stations in New York are taking care of the thousands of people that are stranded there. That he hopes that the power will be on in a substantial part of the city in about 3/4 of an hour. He said that he very much appreciated your offer of assistance and said it was very much like you to think of something like this when you were out at the ranch as soon as you heard about it. He also asked if we were doing anything to find out about this, and I think, Mr. President, you should order an investigation, at least by Swidler, because the Power Commission will do it anyway. They've got to do it.
I thought you'd ordered all three.
Power Commission, FBI.
And the CIA.
And CIA. I have done that, that's right, but I think we ought to get some credit for this before one of
these... No, I don't want to start blaming until we kind of get a little further along, because everybody hollers anti-communist or somebody sabotage or something else. And
you don't have to mention the FBI now, sir. You just mentioned the Federal Power Commission. But you've asked them to start and find out just what happened here.
Well, what I do is call Swidler and get him to dictate a pretty strong statement to... So it won't reflect on somebody, but a pretty strong statement from me to him.
All right, fine.
And then call it to Bill and read it and clear it with me just before we go out. I'd make Horning make a report every 20 or 30 minutes to Bill.
Horning?
And I'd get Ellington too. And I'd point out to him that we displaced. I'd try to check, have the FBI check and see when the thing went off the air, when the power went out, and when CBS broadcasted. On their radio network out of New York, CBS Radio. It was on the 5 o'clock newscast. I'd get those two times, those two dates.
The power went out in New York at 5:29 our time, which would have been 4:29 your time.
All right. And the first we heard of it is 5 o'clock newscast.
So, okay.
And I'd get Swidler, I just sort of have those times. When did Ellington hear about it?
He said he heard about it in his car as he left the meeting we were having over here.
After it called you?
It was probably close to the same time, Mr. President, because I walked out of that meeting and my secretary was running out to get me for your call. So...
Oh, so you got it?
I got it from you.
Yep.
Bob... I don't, was Bob the first one you called, or was I the first?
He was the first one I called.
Yeah, well, then Bob either got it from you, because he was in his car going to the Pentagon. He had to go from here to the Pentagon. He was here, too. He may well have gotten it from you first. I don't know.
Well, anyway,
by the time I got him, you had gotten to him.
Anyway, that's what I want you to do. Let's get Bill some concrete stuff, see what Horning thinks about an investigation, we don't want to be blaming people and stirring up people, taking any time to investigate them until we get them out of the elevator. But let's get a statement from Swidler to us. Had you talked to Swidler about coming over and helping you on this aluminum thing?
Oh, yes, President. I talked to him this afternoon, and I've got David Ginsburg and John Douglas have been working on this all afternoon in here in Busby's office, and we made a hell of a lot of progress. We know a lot more about aluminum now that we've got a couple of really bright people full-time on it than we... and contacts outside. We're learning about this market.
Have you heard anything else?
No, Mr. President, I haven't. We're waiting to... Harper's due to see Bob at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The question will be tomorrow morning whether to go with Lawson Knott's press conference in the morning or the afternoon. I'd be inclined to wait until the afternoon.
I think you've got to, since you've seen him. I think it'd be premature to go ahead.
That's right. And also, there won't be any news anyway. It'll all be this blackout.
Yeah, that's right.
But I talked to Swidler about staying until January, Mr. President. He said that he wants to do anything you want him to do. He's very good about it. He's just... he's going into partnership with another guy. He's leased an office, he's bought furniture, but made a lot of other arrangements. So I said, well, I'd be happy to call if it's a big company that he's leased it from, Casebits or something like that, see if they wouldn't relieve him of a month's rent or what have you, so that he could stay on.
Well, let's see, and we...
I think if he can do it humanly, he'll do it. He's really quite a guy, sir. He just immediately said, "If that's, let me just see if I can't work it out. I have a 10-minute...
We'll talk about that in the morning after you get this other thing behind you.
All right.